Long-acting opioids may adversely affect testosterone levels. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Hypogonadism may occur 5 times more often among men who take long-acting opioids compared with short-acting opioids. Researchers are now reporting in the Clinical Journal of Pain that men taking long-acting opioids may need to be counseled about increased risks with these medications. The researchers looked at 81 men between the ages of 26 and 79. The median age of the men was 51. All the men were being treated for chronic pain and had been on a stable dose of an opioid for at least 3 months. None of the men had a previous diagnosis of hypogonadism. The researchers found that 74% of the men on long-acting opioids had low testosterone levels compared to 34% of men using short-acting opioids. After controlling for daily dosage and body mass index, the study found that the odds of having low testosterone were 4.78 greater for men taking a long-acting opioid compared to a short-acting opioid. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.